all
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. We know that you have lots of options that you can be listening to, and we want to thank you for choosing WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship, to be one of the layers of spiritual input in your life. And I pray that you are growing in your relationship with God. I pray that this is 30 minutes well spent as we talk about the Word of God. And today we're going to be in John chapter 5. We will read verses 31 through 47 again. I'm going to pick up in verse number 39. That's where we left off our discussion on yesterday's program. First of all, though, I would like to let you know of a tremendous resource available here in Brevard County. That resource is Treasure Your Landscape. They love Jesus and they love what they do. They're very good at what they do. And I'm thankful. A few years ago, they surprised the church and they redid our landscaping. And all of the things that they planted, almost every single one of them, in fact, they didn't replace every plant. They replaced a good number of plants. And I think everything that they planted survived the freeze or the cold temperatures earlier this year. And they survived the heat. They survived too much rain, not enough rain. They really did a great job. They are a licensed and insured family business. They're based here in Brevard County. They got over two decades worth of experience. They have a full array of products. They have artificial turf that's got some different heights of grass. They have premium putting green material. They have paver installation, drains and downspout installations, landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair, design, maintain. They do absolutely everything. They've helped us with our sprinkler systems. They've helped us with installing tanks that we could put a solution in that would prevent our buildings from getting stained. They redesigned and or repositioned our sprinkler heads so that the plants got maximum benefit and the building got minimal exposure. They are really passionate about what they do. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway. It's north of the Barge Canal. It is on the east side of the road. Their phone number is 321-452-5565, 321-452-5565. And they've got a lot of plants that are available that will thrive in your environment that can help fill the void of any damages that you may have experienced with the cold blast that we had earlier this year. Treasure Your Landscape, their phone number is 321-749-1432. They are a great resource for Brevard County. They're a blessing to the body of Christ, a blessing to the Refresh radio program. We're thankful that they love what they do, thankful that they love Jesus, and they may be the resource you need to turn your outdoor project into an area your family can treasure. So that one more time, their phone number is 321-749-1432. Going to begin reading in John chapter 5, verse number 31. We're about halfway through our last segment here of the amount of material in John chapter 5 we've been covering. So verse 31 says, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. you have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify to me, or testify of me, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? So on yesterday's program, we had ended in verse number 39, and it says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. I strongly encourage everyone to have a Bible. I strongly encourage that you have a paper Bible. I'm not saying that that's the only Bible you should have, but I believe that there is tremendous blessing in actually having a physical Bible that you can carry with you that is not dependent upon any future sociological shiftings that may want to alter or eliminate access to the Bible. And you say, oh, that would never happen. It's already a reality in many parts of the world. So it's not just a hypothetical. It's a reality that exists. It just doesn't exist here right now. But make no mistake, the Word of God is under attack because of government systems that don't want you to have access to God's Word. There's an extremely influential government that is rewriting the Bible so that it fits the government's worldview instead of exposing people to a biblical worldview. What that action tells you is that that government knows that their systems are ungodly systems, and they view the Bible as a threat. So, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time here on my soapbox, but, you know, you need to have a Bible. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about is that kings of Israel, kings of Judah, they were actually supposed to write a copy of the Word of God for themselves. And I know people who have set out to do that for themselves, is that they are handwriting the Word of God. And I tell you, at one point in time in the future, that may be a tremendous blessing to a family member that says, you know, I've got this. This was important to mom. It was important to dad. It should be important to me as well. So you should have a Bible, but if you have a Bible and you don't ever read it, you don't ever study it, it's going to be a very little impact for you. And in this digital age where you've got people who make podcasts and there's all sorts of motivation that people have, and they get into certain industries because it is something that sustains them financially, but their motivation is an unscriptural motivation, you need to be very careful. That's why whenever I'm teaching here on the Refresh Radio program, I like to bring the context to you. Because I'm not here to twist and distort and contort the Word of God to make it fit my viewpoint. I'm here to subject my life to the Word of God, and if my life is out of line with the Word of God, I need to adjust my life. When society is saying, when I read the Word of God and it is misaligned with my life, I want to change or distort the Word of God to fit my viewpoint, not change my view. And listen, Jesus said that not one jot or tittle of the Word of God is passing away. The Word of God is settled forever. The values are eternal values. They're not changing. Society may change, but the Word of God will not change, and the God of His Word will not change. Everything else changes. So you shouldn't just possess a Bible, you shouldn't just read the Bible, but you should study the Bible. It says study the Bible to show yourself a workman approved unto God. It doesn't need to be ashamed. And so there needs to be Bible study. Search it. Study it. Find someone who knows what they're talking about and let them help you to understand what the Word of God says. If you've got money issues, the Bible speaks to money. If you've got relational issues, the Bible tells us about. You and I should be people who are studying the Word of God so that we not only know it better ourselves, but that we can live it ourselves and we can teach others about it. In the book of Ezra, it's in the Old Testament. It's after 2 Chronicles. And the book of Ezra, chapter 7, says this in verse number 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. So he prepared his heart to study it, to seek it, to study it, to do it, and to teach it. So that's what we should be doing with the Word of God. I believe that if we make the Word of God part of our life, it will make noticeable differences in our lifestyle and in our character. What Jesus said, he wasn't criticizing the people he was talking to for their searching the scriptures. His problem was with their motivation, that they thought that search reflected that they had eternal life. And they thought that rejecting Jesus was perfectly acceptable. And Jesus is saying there's a problem with your system. And so he really addressed their motivation, because the Word is a living Word. It is wisdom from heaven. It's eternal wisdom. But here's what he said should actually be the motivation for why we study the Word of God. Are you ready? For these are they which testify of me. So when I'm reading the Word of God, I know that those are words on a page that reflect the nature, the character, the love, and the wisdom of the living Word, which is Jesus Christ. So when you study, you may want to have a journal with you. And in that journal, you may, that if you visit Merit Assembly of God, if you're a first-time visitor, one of the things that we have is we've got a little gift that we give you. It is a thin little book. It's a hardback. And all it is a journal. You can use it for writing notes, use it to remind yourself. You can use it for grocery lists. You can use it for sermon notes. Or you could use it to write down the things that God quickens to your heart by the Spirit that said, wow, I see Jesus in this passage. And write that down, because what writing it down does is this. It serves as a prompt for things that your mind may have a tendency to forget. So here a week or so ago, we were looking for something in the office, and I was pretty sure that it wasn't in my office, but with all of the studying that I do to prepare for the radio programs and Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, my desk can get overrun with study notes, outlines, study guides that we produce for Wednesday night. If my schedule gets crazy, it can build up very quickly, and then, you know, calendars and things of that nature can all be going on at the same time. And so I started going through and straightening my desk and throwing things away and throwing duplicates away and things like that. And what happens when I do that is I end up running across my sermon outlines that I've been preaching over the last period of months or weeks or whatever it might be. And it's like, oh, I remember that. I remember that. And I remember there's something that God shared with me already in 2026 that was a first-time revelation. It's something that I have never heard, never studied, it came about from studying the Word of God, but it was a very relevant and practical step that brought great blessing to me as an individual. And now I don't need a written prompt, because that thing that I found as I was studying is now written on the tablet of my heart that testifies about the worth of Jesus. Jesus is worth all of my successes. He is also worth me giving him all of my hurts and all of my pain and every situation that I deal with. I can lay it on his altar. He is worthy of it all. And so when you read the Word of God, read it because it's testifying. It is bringing revelation to you, the reader, about Jesus. And the revelation he gives you today, you may be able to pass along to someone in the days to come. I remember several decades ago, I was still in the shoe business. I came home on a Monday night. This is how vivid this memory is. I came home on a Monday night from work. I was tired. I had literally just walked in the door. I hadn't eaten dinner, And there was a person who knocked on the church door. We lived in the church building at that point in time in the fellowship hall. God has brought us a long ways. And they knocked. They hadn't been at church on Sunday. And the person said, "Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?" And I said, "Sure." So he walked over to my office, and he began to ask questions. And in all honesty, this is what I said. "You know, I really wish you had been at church yesterday. Because if you had been at church yesterday, you would have heard the answer to all of these questions you are talking about today, because that's exactly the message that I preached yesterday. So let me take you through this so you don't have to carry tomorrow the hurts that you're talking about, the questions you're dealing with right now. You don't need to carry those anymore after that." When God reveals things to us, it's not only supposed to testify of Jesus to us, but it's supposed to be something that we can pass along to other people. Jesus says this in verse number 40. "You are not willing to come to me that you may have life." What he was telling his audience there is, you're looking for life in the wrong place. The scriptures aren't life in spite of Jesus. The scriptures bring life because of Jesus, because they're the written form of his personal embodiment. He's the living word. The living word brings life to us through the written word. And because they were rejecting Jesus, they were actually rejecting the gift of abundant life that Jesus was offering them. It wasn't that there was a shortage. It wasn't that there was no access. It wasn't because life was not being offered. It was because they weren't willing. A person who will not do what they are instructed to do has got to have a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of will. And many times people, instead of seeing that it is a will problem, will look for other reasons to try and justify their refusal. So this is John chapter 5. In John chapter 6, Jesus is teaching, and the people have this to say, that what he has to say is a very hard teaching. Okay, this is what it says, John 6, verse number 60. "Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?'" So they were looking at it as an inability to understand, but the reality was, it wasn't a lack of ability, it was a lack of willingness. We had a children's ministry group that came through many times through Merit Assembly of God. They're called Kids Turn Ministries. And there was a puppet named Elmer T. Goofenoffen. And in their presentation over the three or four nights, every night he would just start taking his head, a big oversized oval-shaped head, and he'd start flipping his ears, and they would say, "Elmer, what are you doing?" And he'd say, "I'm flipping my ears." And they would say, well, why are you flipping your ears? He says, because I want to. And they would say, well, why do you want to? And he said, because my want to wants to. And if we are ever going to come to the place where we are going to experience the abundant life that God has for us, we've got to bring our will, our want to, in alignment with what God wants us to do. And it's not hard. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. God can change our desires. He can change our wants. I know, because he's done that for every believer that I've ever known. Some people used to have wants, you know, they had desires to lie instead of tell the truth, and God changed their hearts, and now they tell the truth instead of lying. There were people who used to live by their carnal desires, and they no longer live by their carnal desires, but they live their life using their bodies as instruments of righteousness instead of instruments of unrighteousness. There are people who used to be controlled by an addiction to substances, and God changed their heart to where those things were no longer controlling them. God liberated them and set them free and gave them a desire for the things of God. So here's a very simple rule. That's how I'm going to conclude the program today. When we come to Jesus, one of the many benefits is that we are going to receive eternal life. And many times people think that that's just life in the future. But I want you to understand that Jesus wants us also to live the highest quality of life that the kingdom of God has available to us. And he wants us to live it here and now, not just forever. Listen, every study that I've ever ran across says when they look at biblical lifestyles and compare it with the world, people who live godly lives live more enjoyable and tend to live longer lives than those who try to live according to the pattern of the world. I want to encourage you today, search the scriptures so they testify of Jesus, so you have life. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.